The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Andrew Thake is one of the leading lights in the London mining sector. He's in charge of Resourcing Tomorrow, one of the major conferences due to happen this year. And indeed, it happens every year. It's one of the biggest conferences around in the world. So, Andrew, tell us what's up this year? How's it going to shape up?
Well, it's shaping up really, really well, Alistair. The event runs the 2nd to the 4th of December in London. And we're already having really huge sort of like take up from throughout the industry value chain. So to go into like a little bit of like depth is we have a lot of governments attending this year. We had 42 governments attending last year, including 21 mining ministers. And we're already set to go and break that target for 2025. So we've got the likes of Minister Sarah Jones from the UK, who is confirmed. We confirmed the Ukrainian Deputy Minister yesterday, and we also have the US government coming along as well, which is absolutely like great news. As well as the governments kind of coming along, which are now so crucial for critical minerals mining policy. We now are getting majors and mid-tiers attending the event, as well as juniors. And just to explain as to why that's important is pre-COVID, Resourcing Tomorrow was probably better known to your listeners and viewers as Mines and Money London. And we still are a junior mining investment event. We have over 100 juniors attending. We have a meeting platform available for investors to schedule meetings with miners and vice versa. But we increasingly get more majors and mid-tiers along. So we get the Agnico Eagles, we get the Barricks, we get the BHPs, we get the Rio Tintos. And that really helps to have sort of really sort of like rich like conversations about how the future of the mining industry is developing. When you add that, the majors and mid-tiers along with the juniors, the governments, the investors and other players in the value chain as well, ranging from the upstream all the way through to the downstream, we're talking about an audience of 2,100 attendees, and we're set for record attendance.
So what about speakers then? I mean, you always have a good lineup of speakers. You're talking just now about how the mid-tiers and majors are showing up in increasing numbers. And I know Mark Bristow has been a long-standing supporter of the event as well. Who have you got lined up this year as a highlight speakers?
Yeah, so it's very important for us to, as well as having established industry figures such as Mark Bristow coming back year after year, people like Mark Kudathani as well, people like Evie Hambro, is to also mix it up and have a really high percentage of new speakers to go and keep it interesting. So 2/3 of our speakers are actually new year on year. Highlighting a few from the majors and mid-tiers that I'm particularly excited to be having at Resourcing Tomorrow, we've got Maximo Pachicho, who's the chairman of Codelco, coming all the way from Chile to Resourcing Tomorrow for the first time. And obviously, Codelco being the world's leading copper producer, I think it would be really interesting to hear his views. We've got Dino Otranto from Fortescue in Australia. Again, that's Fortescue's first time at Resourcing Tomorrow. So really keen to hear his views about iron ore and also about leadership. And from Agnico Eagle in North America, we've got Carol Plummer, who heads up their work on sustainability and ESG. So I think it would be really interesting to hear her views. We've also got some other interesting kind of keynote speakers as well. As I'm sure you're aware, Alistair, is that defence and defence critical raw materials is particularly a hot topic this year. So we have Zoe White from NATO, who will be giving a keynote address about the role of defence critical raw materials on the first day of the event, followed by a defence critical raw materials roundtable, where we have attendees from the defence MODs and from some of the defence primes. And another like keynote speaker to highlight as well, we always have discussions about the image of mining and how mining can improve its image. And we've got Sir Martin Sorrell coming along from WPP, who's obviously probably the leading advertising guru of the last 30, 40 years or so. So it would be interesting to hear what an outsider to the mining industry thinks about mining as a brand. So, some really exciting sort of like kind of like keynotes, many that are new to the event, but also some establishing players as well. So hopefully there's like enough and varied content in it for everyone.
So I must just ask you a very basic question at this point, Andrew. Is it going to be held in the same venue as it normally is?
Yes, so the event is held at the Business Design Centre, which is in Islington, North London. So easy accessible for like viewers who live outside the UK by sort of like the Northern Line, very easy to go and get to, probably about 10 minutes away from the Bank of England.
It's an interesting layout, the Business Design Centre. It allows you guys to have an area where the speakers can draw an audience, quite a sizable audience, as well as operating different panels and other talks in other parts of the conference centre. So there's actually quite a lot going on at any given time in the event, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I think for those who haven't been to the Business Design Centre before, I've kind of got to really like the venue. It almost has kind of got that Art Deco feel. It almost feels like some grand railway station that they built and then decided to turn into a conference centre. But it also like really enables you to have that great mix between a really informative exhibition and also to go and have your kind of content spread out throughout the exhibition area. So we have three theatres of content. We have the Mines and Money Investment Theatre, where we have all the junior mining companies presenting their latest results. We have the Resorting Tomorrow Plenary Theatre, where you get some of those keynotes that I've mentioned presenting. And then also, it's worth mentioning as well that in our second theatre this year, we've rebranded it as a leadership theatre, where we're going to have some really more in-depth discussions that last 90 minutes and are under Chatham House rules, and go into some more sort of like interesting like topic areas which probably just merit further and lengthier discussion rather than trying to cover it off in a 40-minute keynote panel. So taking a couple of examples, we have a really interesting leadership roundtable on Ukraine and the role of mining in a post-war Ukraine, which is really interesting. We've got about lots of very, very senior Ukrainian dignitaries who are flying over for that.
So, Andrew, in your position, you're pretty uniquely set up to be networked into a wide range of people in the mining sector. We've talked about some of them already. With your broad network of contacts, what do you think are going to be the major themes that will be brought to Resourcing Tomorrow this year?
I think that it might be some themes that you've seen in previous agendas, but with probably like new light through old light windows. So just to explain what I mean is, will ESG and sustainability be in the program? Yes, it will. But there's obviously been a bit of a political pushback against ESG and the phrase ESG. But I think that ESG is still happening at mining companies, and it's still something that mining companies are very, very passionate about. So that will obviously be, a central theme of some of the discussions at the event. I mentioned governments earlier. So governments and critical minerals policy has been something that's been around for the past 6, 7, or 8 years, but it's really been accelerated in 2024 with, I think, the ascension of President Trump winning the last election. Say what you want about President Trump, but he has put mining back on the front page. So it is having some of those discussions around critical minerals. I've mentioned we'll have the US government there. We've also got Greenland confirmed, and I've also previously mentioned Ukraine as well. I think it's linked to that. It's how governments and also industry can go and work together, whether it's about critical minerals security, whether it is about financing projects, such as the MP Materials US government deal, whether it is about financing for the energy transition. So I think it's very, very important to have some discussions around those partnerships and also around the urgency of the energy transition as well. We talk about having these 2030 net zero sort of like deadlines and targets, but we ain't going to go and meet them unless government and industry work together. I think also as well that what I'm seeing as well from our clients as well is to have more content that actually engages the midstream and the downstream. one of our sort of like mottos about at Resourcing Tomorrow is that the industry needs to think outside the echo chamber. And what we don't want is a conference that just talks to itself. So it's important to have some of those key upstream in the room, but we're also working with various industry associations to get the downstream in the room. And by that, I don't just mean, auto manufacturers such as Tesla or battery makers. I'm also talking about defense primes as well. I'm talking about telecoms manufacturers. We want to have those in the room as well. So I think that those are some of the kind of like the key themes that I'm sort of seeing as well. And then probably a last point, because we are in London, it seems to be that I don't know if money is flowing into London, perhaps that we are seeing some outflows of money from the US. I think when I'm having conversations with banks and investors, there seems to be a bit more of a vibrancy in the air. I'm sure obviously that you're aware, Alistair, is that you've got Nivoy Mining are obviously listed, looking to list on the London Stock Exchange. So it seems to be a little bit more of an upbeat mood when I'm talking to people in London than perhaps in previous years.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It does seem to be signs of life in the mining sector that has found it hard going for quite a while now. So before we wrap it up, Andrew, let's just put resourcing tomorrow in a slightly wider context. There's something called London Mining Week. Now, what's that?
Yeah, so with any event is when an event builds up momentum, there's a number of other events that take place in the same week. So we just thought it was like good business practice rather than trying to compete with these other events happening in the same week, is just to go and work with these other event organizers and create this sort of like, coalition of like common interest under London Mining Week. So there's organisations such as Northern Miner that do a fantastic London Mining Symposium on the 30th of November and on the 1st of December. Critical Minerals Association do fantastic work, and they're running their event on the 1st of December, as is Minex, who've got their Eurasia event running on the same day. And then there's other organisations such as the Oxford Mining Club, Women in Mining UK, London Bullion Market Association, Young Mining Professionals are also running events in the same week. So when we're marketing our events, we're also promoting their events as well. Because especially if you're talking to people who come from outside of the UK to attend Resourcing Tomorrow, and 60% of our attendees are from outside the UK, if we can say, Alistair, as well as coming to Resourcing Tomorrow, there's these two or three other events that you might like to go and attend, it just gives them more reasons to go and attend. So this cross-marketing, cross-collaborative effort actually works well for everyone.
It's going to be a very exciting week. Just remind us again of the dates of London Mining Week.
So London Mining Week starts from the 30th of November, and Resourcing Tomorrow itself is the 2nd to the 4th of December.
We're all looking forward to it. It's nice that there's a bit of a buzz in the mining sector, as you say. Andrew, thanks very much for joining us today, and hopefully we'll catch up soon and talk about some of the wider issues in mining.
Thank you very much for your time, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.